welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shaka, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
In the hands of the Lord, and the Lord is able to turn it wherever he desires. God is the only one that is permitted to bypass your will, and it will not be an infringement. He has founded it upon the seas. Oh, he founded the earth upon the seas. And I'm going to explain this one. Because the earth is founded upon the seas, but it doesn't rest on the seas. And established it upon the floods. Please go back to the first verse. There's something about a psalm I want to tell you. And for those of us who are musically inclined, you are musically inclined, or maybe you are poetic, you will find that many times when you pray, the Lord will begin to speak to you through songs. And that is God talking. Forget about all the demonstration I do here. For you, God talks to you through songs. In fact, the song you come out of your prayer with can be a reflection of the direction God is going. Now, it may be the song your mom, your grandmom likes to sing. When you heard her sing that song a lot. So for you are used to the song. But that song was this, how you end, was what came when you ended your prayer. Please, it's important for you to understand spiritual communication. Because some of you are saying, I pray, God did not speak. God has been speaking to you like 17 times now. But somewhere in your mind, because you are not familiar, you are not aware that God has been saying the same thing in different ways. A psalm is different from a song. A psalm are prophetic words that many times can be captured in music, but not necessarily in music, because it can also be a poem. The man who wrote this scripture was a man like that. He had a relationship with God, and he used his gifts and talent to facilitate that relationship. If you are someone that is given to prophecy, if you are smart, you can use that ability to be close to God. Are you with me now? If you are someone that is gifted in dreams, through the ability of that ability to dream, you will be knowing more about God. So don't separate yourself from the gift. Your gift is a language and it's talking to you. Now, this is a prophetic psalm. It's a prophetic declaration that came out in a moment of intimacy with God. And the psalmist said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The man who made his declaration is a king. And in a kingdom, all land belongs to the king. But he found a new revelation that stated that every known land and unknown belongs to who? To God. Which means if you want to enter into a new space, because when I talk about land, I'm not just talking about physical land. I'm talking about a new area of industry you want to step into. I'm talking about a new space. It could be a business space. It could be, some of you are not aware that God knows physics. Huh? If the oxygen that is in this air was not properly calculated, we would die. If the carbon monoxide was just 1 inch higher, we'll all be dead. There's a reason why many of the planetary bodies cannot be inhabited. It's just to remind us that we should not do anyhow, because the same God who made this earth made that one for his pleasure. Say, so the earth is the Lord. When I want to enter into a new space, maybe you are trying to take some lessons in the tech space, you are trying to learn a new skill, the first person to talk to is not your teacher, is the Lord. somebody has the key to that space. Huh? And the way he will deliver the key into your hands may not be the way you are going about. It may be by leading you in another channel, through another channel. Instead of going to her for training, he says, talk to him for training. This person will be used by God to give you the key, the access code, the shortcut to that space. In 3 months, people will never be aware you just came. Because you have been trained, thoroughly bred. And please hear, because some of you just hear your friend talk about something. I have interest. You run there. And you get missing on the express. When you want to enter into a new space, who do you talk to first? Why? Because the hurt is the love. That hurt is not necessarily just the physical hurt, but every new space. We don't make destiny decisions by emotions. Because you will need more than emotion to drive it. Again. The earth is the Lord. The Lord gives it to us by instruction. Not by desire. You see those things you are saying, my mind. That's why you can't hear God. My mind. Something in my mind. Some of you were born seers. You see. But the things you see now, they are demons. Because Satan has hijacked the gift. You need to repent too. Some of you, the prayers of your mom have begged something powerful spiritually in you. Some of you are praying, all this your TikTok, they don't have time. They are prayer women. In Ekiti. In Oshogbo. In Ibadan. In Loko, somewhere in Loko Jade. Your parents, they don't have time for all these things you are doing. My son in Lagos. Ah, my daughter. As far as they are concerned, if you are okay, they won't die young. And God is saying, the earth is the Lord. If there is anything you are looking for, it's here. I am a spiritual God and everything is primarily spiritual. We are many times going about it in the wrong place. And God has something to say about everything. The earth is the Lord. Next line. And the fullness. God can give you more than a space. He can introduce you to the fullness. Yes. The reason why he's still God is because he knows more than everybody. Hello? That thing you are doing, don't be carnal. Take it to God. That your business, that your whatever, your marriage, take it to God. Lord, I want to do an MBA at Cambridge, Yale University. Bring it to him first, because he has not only the key to the space, he has the fullness. He may decide to wait for you to get into that campus, and then they will create a vacancy and ask you. Just to show his glory by introducing you to the fullness. That fullness is on this earth, it's not in heaven. That fullness is in this earth. There is something God has reserved for you that is called fullness. That means you come into a space, you literally take over. The fullness is what happens when Joseph comes into Egypt as a slave, but his boss cannot do anything until he shows up. The fullness is when you are in that office and they say, we need somebody that is liable to serve for a train. They say, don't worry, Adeshola. Your boss didn't ask for your permission. But you see, because God himself has spoken fullness concerning you, you just look like the right candidate. Nobody talked to you. They just said, I nominated you. That's your portion. Yeah. That's your portion. Yeah. You are going to be nominated. Yeah. Some of you have never gotten anything cheaply. But this time, as a result of today's service, you will see what will happen. Yeah. You see, the enemy has a system of prospering his own children. But he learned it from God. Huh? God has never hidden the fact that he delights in the prosperity of his servants. He has never hidden it. Have you seen that scripture before? That the Lord, give me that scripture. The Lord delights in the prosperity of his servants. You know, unfortunately, I didn't write the Bible. I would have just erased that part. But there's a key that you must identify there. Who is the Lord delighted in prospering? So bend down and walk. You can't carry your shoulder around God. There's only one God. Say, yeah, where was that country we went to? You are writing letter to yourself. Nothing. Huh? When our plane landed at where was that? Is it? There can only be one God, you. I prayed for him. The blind eyes open. It's because God heard. You can't carry these square shoulders. God will not help you. I know where I'm coming from, Pastor. If not for what happened, even me, I cannot promote you. Not to talk of God. He delights in the. Do you have the scripture? Come on, display it. I saw it here. Put it on the screen. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my what? Come on, look at it. That favor what? My righteous cause. Yes. Let them say. Let the Lord be magnified, which at pleasure is okay in the prosperity of his servant. So I have a task. The responsibility here is for me to give myself to the work of God. Not the work of God is defined as God ordained activity. It's not only in church. Hello, come on, are you here now? I said work is defined as what? God ordained activity. If you go to your office and Lord says, stay on this lady, bring Christ to her, you will be assessed. Your next promotion will be assessed based on what you do with that instruction. If you get emotional and say, oh, she's not responding, I will leave her. Nobody will talk. Appraisal is in 6 months. Do you think the only thing God wants to do is to bless you through your office? The Lord can open a door. Somebody here called me and said, oh, I got a full scholarship. Mentioned the country. Full scholarship for a PhD. Full scholarship. When me have been here, I've been praying. Father. Nobody called me. Full scholarship. And when you get to that country, they will not train you and release you. You stay. You most likely start working as a graduate assistant. Or lecturer one. Is there everybody that is saving 10 million to go to UK? Some will even pay for you to come. There was somebody in this church like that. They paid for him. Say, come to the UK. They got the house before he got there. The earth is the Lord. Many of us try to rationalize why things are not working. God says, the earth is mine. That thing in the earth that makes you wake up every morning and go to the island is in my hand. If you seek me half the way you rush out every morning, half the way, this time, you cannot wake up on a Saturday morning by 4 a.m. and decide to pray. But you know you dare not be on your bed by 5 a.m. on Monday. You dare not. Have a servant approach to the way you take the things of God. Don't be an armchair president. You have no father, you have no mother, and you are there speaking Queen's English. There is something known as the fullness. Fullness. When people look at you, everything complete. Nothing broken, nothing missing. And the Lord said, that thing is nothing going up and down. It's with me. And when you come to him, he will now hold your hand and say, let me lead you. That journey may be 25 years. People who are looking at you from afar saying, how is this woman able to make so much progress? What they can't see is the person holding your hand and leading you. The earth is the Lord and the fullness. Go back to that scripture. That's Psalm 24. The fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in verse 2. For he has founded the earth upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Moses was speaking to us, and he said to us, he said, I record this day, the heavens and the earth, to pick this day against you. And I charge you to do what? That this day I present to you life and death, blessing and curses. Therefore, I encourage you to choose life so that you may live. So, the earth has the ability to record details. There is nothing like I did it, nobody was there. When I did it, I was alone. The earth is God's messenger, record keeper. Nobody can stand before God on that day and say, I was alone. Who was there? Nobody. Really? There's a sky above you. They recorded it from an aerial view. There was somebody on the ground you were stepping. The moment you wore your slippers and started going to Chiamaka's house, they said, 10:24 p.m. Got up, wore the brown slippers, and took Olorunsogo Street. Took an Uber. He will never take Uber to church, but he took Uber because he doesn't want to be late. He doesn't want to get there and be sweating. Chiamaka. 10:34 knocks at Chiamaka. You are wicked, yeah. You record everything. Don't you have any other thing to do? No, it's because of you we are here. We record. I record the heavens. I charge them to record this day. They have record bearing abilities. So before you sin tomorrow, there are going to be two records. The sky and the earth. So ask yourself, how do you want to go about it? Because they don't go on break. I say they don't go on break. How do you want to do it? Have you thought about it? So that you know how to marshal your case. Sin is not a simple matter. No. Sin is not a simple matter. May the Lord have mercy. Some of you that need that prayer, you are not even saying amen. I say, may the Lord have mercy. Job 26 verse 7. Now, I want you to, because some of you are dealing with things, the reason why I started from Psalms 24 is because when you speak of the earth, you speak of productivity. Are you with me? He said, you in sweat, you will till the ground. That's what God said to Adam. Which means anything that involves tilling the earth, you are looking for productivity, profit, result. You may be high up there spiritually. It does not guarantee that you'll be productive. Hello? Are you here? For my father worketh, eat at all, and I walk. There is a work principle involved. But I am telling you that anything that involves tilling the earth, we are looking for productivity, for result, for fullness. Are you with me now? Fullness. Look at this scripture. He stretcheth out the north, speaking of the earth. Give me an NIV or any other verse. And he hangeth the earth upon nothing. Okay, don't worry, stay with King James. Okay. He spreads out the northern skies over what? Empty space. This guy. You will do your work. You will do what you have to do. But your destiny will hang on his word. The moment God says, this is my son, in whom I'm well pleased, game over. Every other thing we align with that thing he has said. The skies we have to hang because he said so. Your destiny will have to remain in a place of influence because he said so. Are you getting me? Everything in the earth mirrors God's promise to you. Hallelujah. He suspends the earth over nothing. Give me that scripture. Same scripture. Job 26, 7. He suspends the earth. I was watching a sci-fi movie. The making of a sci-fi movie. What do you people watch when you're online? I'm crucified with Christ. You can't see anything. You'll just be seeing blue sky. Error 404. He suspends the earth over what? This earth. hanging on the word of God. When we get to San Francisco, we're going to be taking two properties, and one of them is about 7-story. One is, Esa. It suspends the earth on. You see this thing that we say we're going to do the foundation like this. The foundation will be like, it will be this deep, it will be this wide. It's on nothing. MSC architectural, whatever. It's on nothing. God simply said to the earth, stay here, don't move. And he went away. The earth has been obeying God since then. God said to one man, don't touch this fruit. God left. He wanted to attend one conference. Before he cried, the whole house is on fire. Hey, what's here? He said they eat fruit. God, get patient. God even asked Abraham, Moses, say, should I kill everybody and leave only you? Moses did not agree. See where we are. Look, he said he suspends the earth over nothing. I'm going somewhere. And this earth that has been suspended, the scripture says it has something called fullness. That means if you find the path God has put you in your life, and you start digging that place, till you are done on earth, if you spend 80 years, you will not finish. Because in God's plan, there is an allocation that was given to you. Nobody came to this earth without allocation. God is that rich. Come on, are you here? The breadth you would, the level of the gallons or trailers of oxygen you will need was allocated. Forget about your parents that were doing something in the room when you came, before they conceived you. The moment that thing happened, before you were formed, I knew thee. Call the accounting department. Okay, this one, he will live for 80 years. Bayesa, they know they breed to a deal. That place, everything talks. Okay. Give him 300,000 liters. That's why some of you have gone through near-death experiences and you didn't die. There's a location. You thought it was a prayer life. There's a location. It's budget. The way your president will go to Abuja and be assembly and be saying we want to spend 7 trillion. They make allocation for it. That's why you are still alive. The day that allocation ends, fast and pray, you will not be alive. Oh, ni genuine mo. You won't be a person. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. These are the things you must know. So when you wake up in the morning and you want to praise him, praise him with understanding. Praise him because you know what he is doing for you without your permission. The earth is Lord. When I came to this Lagos, I looked at all the tall buildings in Atojota and I said, hey, I'm the last to come. Have you always felt like you are the last to come into a new field? You just get everybody already knows it. You now see small boys doing tutorials for you. See, in your mind, when will I become like this person? And the person is, as if it's reading your mind, he will now do something on the system. You will now become confused. You will be smiling. You will. Now we'll be your father. There is an allocation, Pastor David, that the Lord has given to you. And as long as you stay there and continue digging, as long as Adam stays in the garden and continues stealing, no problem. The moment Adam goes out of the garden, he will start sweating. So sweat can be a major indicator of when you are out of the will of God. Sweat. I'm not talking about sweat, hard work sweat. I'm talking about sweat without result. Sweat without direction. There's a way you are studying, you are doing your master's, your PhD, and you can see the day you will graduate. I'm talking about when you are moving in a lot, you are burning, consuming a lot of energy, and you can't even tell anybody this where you are going. Come on, are you with me now? That one is not of God. So you may need to slow down and first of all take 2 weeks to settle with God. Is it that I have overstretched this season? Because sometimes it's possible for you to be in the will of God, but you overstretch it. Are you with me? That means that season was supposed to be for like 3 years. You've overstretched to 5. Which means there is something else the Lord is saying now that you are missing out on. Because you are holding on to Abraham, go and kill your son Isaac. And you are not smart enough to hear, stay your hand. To the same God. So if the earth has something that is known as the fullness, then we must speak to it. Because the spirit realm works through words. Do you know that many of those who are in the occultic, well, if you are from Africa, you are listening to me, yeah. If you are from Northern America, can see another. You may not really know what I'm saying, but just follow us. In ancient occultic practice, especially in Africa, when they want to execute certain things, they will be on their bare foot. They will take off their shoes. Are you aware? They will tell you that as long as my leg is making contact with the earth, you can't harm me. Then I researched and I realized they weren't the first. God was the first. To initiate Moses, he said, take off your shoes. Come on, say I hear. You can't be more righteous than God. I want to talk to you. Take off that thing. Let me see you the way I made you. All these edges of protection you have put around yourself. If God disappoints, I will use my master's degree to get a job. Remove it, remove it, remove it. Kule wants to marry me, but Kule is taking time. He says he's always praying. Let me keep Mike. Those things we have put as instruments of peradventure, God fails. Because God is very busy. The Bible did not say we should not use wisdom. The Bible said wisdom is profitable to direct. Hallelujah. So when God wants to now move forward with you, he will say, Joshua, before you go into this battle, what should you do? Take off your shoes. Excuse me, what's the correlation between taking off your shoes and winning the battle? Because when God talks, he sounds very stupid until you see the result. Come on, are you here? Yes, sir. When God tells you, roll on the floor 7 times, it will sound stupid. Even to you who heard it. Until you now see the mountains falling. And you see the territorial powers crumbling before you. How do you explain to someone that the reason why this thing is falling is because God said roll on the floor? Prophetic acts. God was the first one. He told Moses, sir, take off your shoes. Before we talk, take off your shoes. This thing you are wearing will not allow me to use you. You have protected your feet. You have protected your career. You have protected your marriage. In case this guy disappoints, I will follow Benga. Hey! Benga is also a pastor. Forget that thing he's telling you. I'm going to be a professor in University of Ife. Oh, Ife, no, we're going to leave abroad. Hey, you know, look, this guy, he has been lying from the day he was born. This being a pastor. You now left. You want to leave Kule. Who is going to Chevron? You are using me as a side guy. In case Chevron fail, this one is very calm, you know. Ati Kule, Ati Benga, all of us na pastor will go be. Don't let his face deceive you. Who told you God doesn't call people who are fine? Be talking through your nose. Last. Pastor, you go be. Better calm down. Let's do this wedding now. Move on. If you are hoping that God will change his mind. Even that Michael there, that yellow man there. He himself, now pastor. Take off your shoes. Make contact with your destiny. Make contact with the earth. There are certain prayers. When I heard Pastor Adeboye say there are some prayers he prays, he has to lock the door. His wife can't come in. Take off his shirt. Take off his singlet. Baba! He said, yes! I said, Baba Adeboye, these people know something. the fullness of the earth. Huh? It requires prophetic power to make contact with it. Let me show you a dangerous scripture. You will see how powerful this issue of speaking to the earth is. Jeremiah 22:29. Karabashata lida basudia. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 22:29-30. O earth. This is how prophets pray. O earth. We are talking to the earth. Three times. So you think it's the herbalist in your village that started doing something three times? See. 1, 2, 3. If you read this in Yoruba, you will understand. When you go and download your village Bible, open the scripture. Even if it's Jehovah's Witness Bible, open it. Catholic Bible, you will see this thing. They cannot delete it. Ile! Ba Oluwa! Ah! My father's in CAC. Give me that scripture. Is somebody here? Because some of you don't know how to pray prophetic prayer. You are talking through your nose. The demons that you are dealing with, they don't understand English. You are the one who went to school and said you went to Cambridge. Those demons don't know what Cambridge is. They only know power. Come on, say power. Give me that scripture. He said, oh, earth! Earth! This scripture has emphasis. It's not, oh, earth, earth, earth. No. This is a declaration of war. I want you to see what that scripture is saying. It says, oh, earth! 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 Hear the voice of the Lord! Give me the next verse. Verse 30, quickly. Thus saith, do you have it? Thus saith the Lord. Look at what this guy is saying to the earth. Write ye this man childless. Hey. Are you reading? Are you seeing what some of you have never seen this thing before? See, when you become pushed against the wall, and it seems the enemy will not stop until he takes your head. Jeremiah 22. That's where you will go. When you say, Father, forgive them, for they know what they are doing, and they are still coming. Give me that scripture. Look at what Jeremiah said to the earth. That this particular man put it in his record that he will be childless. Hello, are you here, please? Am I reading the Bible? Is this Bible? Is it your Bible? Can you see this scripture? Do you see how vengeance can be executed by speaking to the earth? Somebody stood up out of anger and invoked the earth and said, from today, let this man be child. Even if that man was 15 years old, the day he marries, till the day he dies, a verdict has been released. The guy will pray fast, go everywhere. There is a verdict that unless you overturn it. Huh? Yoruba, can you read it? Who can read Yoruba version? Uncle Tio studied abroad. Eh? Can you?
I can't stand up because of the cameras. Iwo ile, 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 boro oluwa. Bayi ni Oluwa wi. kọ àkọsílẹ̀ ọkùnrin yìí sínú ìwé gẹ́gẹ́ bí it's getting more complicated.
Pastor David, come. Please, if you have an Igbo Bible, come. David. Pastor David, come. Who is reading it for us? Okay, Sheye. Now, this is a declaration from the Spirit of the Lord. The prophet is only saying that if, for instance, God says to Pharaoh, let my people go, and Pharaoh insists that he will not allow the people of Israel to go, then God can declare and say, let all their first children die. That's what happened there. Come on, are you with me? Since you don't understand this grammar, we will explain to you that the earth is the Lord, and when God kills, it is not murder. I said, when God kills, it is his right, it is not murder. Because the clay cannot say to the potter, why are you doing me like this? Please read that verse again.
Báyìí ni Olúwa wí, kọ àkọsílẹ̀ ọkùnrin yìí sínú ìwé.
Speak concerning this man.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí aláìlọ́mọ, ẹni tí kì yóò ṣe rere ní ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀.
Now, oh Joshua, I don't know what to tell you now. Do you understand? I'm not sure you understand what she's reading. Please put the scripture up so that, put the scripture here. Read that second verse again, so that Joshua can be following it in English.
Báyìí ni Olúwa wí, kọ àkọsílẹ̀ ọkùnrin yìí sínú ìwé gẹ́gẹ́ bí aláìlọ́mọ, ẹni tí kì yóò ṣe rere ní ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀.
Look at the curses, oh. A man that shall not prosper in his days.
Nítorí ọ̀kan nínú irú ọmọ rẹ̀ kì yóò ṣe.
The curse goes all the way down to his children. How angry can God get to this point? What would this man, thank you, what would this man or this category of people, what would they have done that would have made the Lord condemn an entire generation, condemn his children, with the children have not committed anything? But for God to execute that command, who did he speak to? The earth. Listen, this guy is not my concern because his own case is concluded. My concern is that you can speak to the earth and your fullness in the same way it was spoken will not only manifest but become generational. Come on, say amen. Amen. But sometimes you may not really understand how weighty these things are until you see the reverse side of it. That's why when I saw this scripture, I became afraid that the Lord will wake up in the morning and look at an entire seed, an entire generation, and say, look, God is not saying they will die. He's saying if there's anything called sweat, they will know it. Just by going against the counsel of God, just for Pharaoh deciding to become God, like there is a king that I am looking at that will I've said I'll leave these people alone because I don't want them to come and arrest me at the airport. You just don't leave me alone. There is a king I am seeing that will stretch his hand against the church very soon. I'm seeing that hand. But I'm seeing that after he does it, they will have to fly him out. Because the doctor will not be able to help him. It will be a punishment from the Lord. But you see, if the Lord can speak consign, that means the Lord can speak generational blessings. Because I am his servant, because you are his servant, because you have dedicated your life to that which pleases God, the Lord can look at me and say, there shall not lack a man. Do not mean when I say there shall not lack a man. It's not a gender. What people say, is a man. When people say, this one is a man, that means he is capable. That means wherever I stand, there is stature, there is authority, there is dominion. When God said, let us make man, that was what he was talking about. Not somebody that looks like me. Stature. When there's a problem in the home and he comes in and passes, can say, ah, thank God, solution has come. So man is not gender based. Male, female is gender. Man is a stature. It is man God gives his authority, not male or female. Who man? There's man there. I'm talking about stature in your industry, because we are talking about tilling the ground. Come on, we need to pray. Yes. Tilling the ground. You get into that space and people say, these are the authorities in this field. That's what God is making you. Yes. The Lord is making you an authority. Yes. I said the Lord is making you an authority. Yes. The king will not be able to sleep until you show up. As I told you, as we are preaching, you would need to write some things down, because when we start praying, everybody will pray. People are contending, they are fasting, they are praying, not knowing that it is the earth they need to speak to. Especially if you notice that the area that is contentious has to do with your work, productivity. People will tell you this thing is what is trending. You will go there. The day you go there, you won't see anything again. The person you even referred will come and you will hear he's doing great things already. There is always a contention around your workspace, around that thing that brings resources into your hands. We need to speak to the earth, not heaven. Earth. Rise to your feet.